This is KUT. The Austin City Council wants to help families who have been displaced by gentrification come back to the city. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
At yesterday's meeting, council members passed a resolution that aims to help place these displaced families into new affordable housing. The measure proposes giving preference to people who have generational ties to certain neighborhoods, but have been pushed out by gentrification or redevelopment. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo, who penned the resolution, calls it a, quote, right to return ordinance.
This is not designed to override any of our council policies about geographic dispersion of affordable housing or federal guidelines on affirmatively furthering fair housing. So that'll be the work that's ahead of our legal department to find that balance.
Tovo's resolution focuses on parts of the city facing high levels of redevelopment. It cites a similar program in Portland, which aims to bring displaced residents back to gentrifying parts of town. A handful of East Austin activists, including Daniel Yanez, applauded the idea.
I'm hopeful for our town to leave its racist legacy behind and include everybody. And economics is one of the biggest ways to do it.
There are still legal questions to be worked out about how this measure will work. Councilmember Delia Garza noted a policy like this could only be enforced on affordable housing projects that are purely funded by the city, and there aren't a lot of those.
I love the intention. I think it's a great idea. It's basically, you know, allowing folks to come back who have been displaced. But we have such few tools to be able to use, and a lot of times it's hard to explain that to the public.
Councilmember Leslie Poole voted in support of the ordinance. Poole also said the city should hold developers to a higher standard, asking them to dedicate more units to affordable housing. The council currently has the ability to negotiate what percentage of homes in certain projects should be affordable. Poole said that percentage should be higher, maybe even half.
A criticism that I have long had with the city's attempts to provide lower-cost housing, affordable housing, is that we have never really challenged ourselves with regard to the percentages. It's always been 10%, you know. If we're lucky, we might get to 15%, and the 50% is huge.
The city manager is expected to bring a policy proposal back to council by May 25th. Saida Hassan, KUT News.